So we're very, very excited, as you said, to introduce our very first guest of 2024. And honestly, what an amazing guest it could be. The one and only local legend, Chris Patterson.
Hey.
How are you going?
Too much.
Pretend
too
we're
much.
Playing air horns. Thank you for coming in.
There we go. Nice. You're already at work.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Busy. I guess I've been like saving everything for this year. Like I've been quiet last year and now I'm just, it's January. Go. So I have a new single ready for tomorrow.
Nice.
Well, today.
Today.
Hey.
Coming to 2024 with a vengeance. I love that.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're... very, very excited. We're very excited. Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of info about the new single?
It is called English in all caps. I've been producing for myself lately. I've done one track before this and this is the second one. So I think I got a little bit better and then the next one will be a little bit better. But yeah, I'm really enjoying producing by myself and the lyrics are kind of about... how growing up in South Africa, it sucked only being able to speak English because everybody speaks like English and another language, including my family and everyone. So yeah, it's a bit of a meme. It sounds serious, but it's not. It's just a heavy banger. I'm enjoying it.
Great. And what sort of, I mean, obviously kind of touched on what inspired the creation of this single? Obviously it's got a bit of a message behind it and resonates with your growing up experience?
I don't know. It's just like I have like notes in my phone about what ideas to write about and that was just like at the top. So I was like, this beat sounds kind of bangy. So I came up with the hook like English. All I can manage is English now. I just tried it out and it sounded good. It's part of an EP that I'm working on, which is actually turning out to be like pretty serious. It's weird. So I think I'm going to call it Guess Not because it's so negative. But it's the funny thing is like I don't actually feel that negative right now. It's weird how when you write stuff, by the time it releases, you feel like completely different. You might not even like the song by the time it drops. But this one I do like. I'm very excited about it.
Nice. Appreciate the little sing of the hook there. We will play that track in a bit as well so people can get the full experience.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we actually hear that a fair bit with artists who come in about, releasing getting your feelings throughout the song, whether you actually have that serious feeling or not. It's out and then it's done and you feel sort of cathartic.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like how stand-up comedians... You know, they can talk about some super serious stuff, but, you know, it doesn't sound serious on stage. You can laugh about all the sad stuff. So I guess I kind of try and put that out into my music sometimes. Sometimes I do get pretty serious and soppy, but not this time. This time I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we're excited to come see it live as well, which we'll talk about in just a second. You mentioned working quite solo on this.
Yeah. Usually I have a big team around me. I'm also part of All Breed, like Marley Jose and OJ43, who you played earlier. Amazing. Yep. Oh, man, they're so good. Damn it. They're always like holding the bar so high and I have to try and keep up. I forgot what you asked me. I'm just thinking about Marley Jose. I've been trying to, I guess, like teach myself to fish instead of always being spoon-fed by J-Cal and All Breed or whatever friends I have who produce, who are still a lot better than me. But like, I'm just trying to get better at that side of the art form. Like, I know I'm super good at rapping, but, you know, I got to get better at beats.
Okay. Yes. I'm hearing a lot of pressure. And again, other artists that come on and artists that we follow, it's like there's a lot of extra pressure these days where it feels like you do have to do everything, which.
Yeah. I mean, it does. I guess it's in... You put the work in and at the end of the day, it's easier. It's like you go to uni and you study up and then you got the degree and you can get a cool job. It's like that, I suppose. Like, I'm just putting it all in. And yeah, hopefully I can just stand on my own too. I guess I'm doing it. I'm a bit wobbly, but I'm trying to do that. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to work with other people. Like, I love working with Jay and everybody, the Albury team and other people within Perth and surrounding areas and everything. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I guess like the whole fishing scenario, you know, I want to be able to do it myself and not have to wait for people all the time.
Yeah, I think especially what I've seen of your career in Perth, when strong artists collaborate, it brings the best out of each artist as well. So your skills.
Definitely. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. I'm also thinking, you know, artists are often their worst critic. But like I said, I think I first interviewed you 2017, and watching your career, it's also, I think it's important to reflect on your skills and your strengths that you've always had, in my opinion, bit of a fangirl.
And the growth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So give yourself some credit.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, like I say, I'm a great rapper. I'm the best rapper in town. So I got a little bit of that.
Hey, you know what? We've had guests on that have said the same. So should we bring you all in?
About? Yeah, no, there needs to be a competition.
Yes. If they say no, then it's not true.
Yeah, let's start the beef. You heard it here first on Drive Time.
Shadow, what's up?
Yeah,
we're coming for you.
He's pretty good too, isn't he?
Okay, all right. I feel like this is the start of something. You are on Drive Time with Emily and Lee.